Bundle scurried to the bed, burying his head beneath the pillow. He cried out in a muffled voice.
Oh, no, lovely Mizzy. I couldn't bear to watch ye. My head would be considerably dizzy to worrying about ye. Burlacky day.
Redwallers gathered on the grass below, necks craned upward, while those in the bedchamber leaned over the windowsill to stare downward. All eyes were on the squirrel maid, searching the wall, spread-eagling herself parallel with the plumb line as she moved back and forth. Broggle was practically bursting with pride and admiration.
Now that's what I call a champion climber. Skillful, magnificent.
Fwell stopped moving, concentrating on one particular block of wall stone. She studied it for a moment, her bushy tail twirling with excitement. Then she shot upward like an arrow, straight back through the window and onto Craig's lap.
I found it, writing carved into the stone. But I can't read or write words down. What should I do?
Mira and Brother Hoban came up with a simple scheme right away. And shortly thereafter, Fwell scampered back down and found the sandstone block with the carving on it. She spread a clean white table napkin, its four corners smeared with honey, over the writing. Then, taking a stub of beeswax candle, the squirrel maid coloured in the white linen all over and made a perfect rubbing of the characters beneath the cloth. A cheer went up from the onlookers as she pulled it from the wall and waved it like a banner, crying shrilly,
I did it! I've got it!
Craig's room became jammed to the door again. Every beast listened in breathless silence as Brother Hoban read out the message carved into the wall of the abbey long seasons ago.
'Twas I slew the scourge in days of old, then I was one, but now we are two. We who are dumb, yet sound so bold, day and night to order you. We are those who announce a feast or victories of the brave-hearted. We are those who, solemn farewell, mark sadly a loved one departed. On our oak see knowledge unfold. We never speak till we're told. We never speak till we're told.
In the brief silence that followed, Fwell shook her head.
What a puzzle! Great seasons! What's it supposed to mean?
Her comment was greeted by roars of laughter. Broggle bristled.
Don't laugh at her! It's not fair!
Mira pounded the small tabletop until she restored silence.
Broggle's right. You shouldn't laugh at Fwell. She's only just come to our abbey. How is she supposed to know about Redwall?
Every beast began explaining at once until Craigor roared.
Silence, please! Flaubert, would you like to explain it all to Fwell? I don't want to hear a murmur from any beast except Flaubert. Thank you.